Good evening.
Good evening.
Want to praise the Lord once again to be here in the Brantford Church of Christ local, and especially for this evening that we are going to share the Word of God with you. Want to thank our brother Mike for allowing us to come, and the apostles Brian and Smith for the arrangements that they made so that we can be able to come. You know, before I bring the word to you this evening, I would like to bring the greetings from your brothers and sisters from Kenya, especially my wife. She told me that when I come here, I might be able to say hi to you all. Also, some of our leaders and the ministry who are in Kenya, we told them that we will be able to come to Canada. We call it Canada. They told us to remember also to bring their greetings. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters who are here this evening, that your brothers and sisters in Kenya, they love you so much. And they always continue praying for you so that you can be able to be firm in the gospel which we have received, the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, coming from Kenya or coming from Africa, it is not something so easy. Because when the Apostle Brian McIndoe told us that we will be able to make the arrangements, do the paperwork, sometimes we call do application, we knew that it was very, very hard. Because we have tried several times to apply for the visa to America, but we could not be able to succeed. So when he told us that we will be able to do that application or the paperwork so that we can be able to come to Canada, we knew in our side that it was very hard. But we were excited. We told him that we are ready. We want to go to Canada so that we can meet our brothers and sisters there. So the first time we met the application, we did not succeed because it was rejected. We did it online. So later, your pastor, who is Elder Mike, told Brother Brian that we have to met the application, hand carry them to their office so that we can be able to have a visa. So we tried it a second time. We took our applications to their office. So they told us that we need to go back into Kisii so that we can be able to wait. From Kisii, where we come from, to Nairobi, it is like 300 kilometers, I'm not wrong. So we went back to home so that we can wait for from the office the answer that they will be able to give. So after 3 weeks, we were able to be called and told that you need to come and collect your visas. So we went and we found that we have succeeded and we received our visas. We wrote back to Mike, we wrote back to Brian that we have received the visa. So the arrangements was made. So I want to thank those brothers and sisters who were able to support our trip through prayer and even financially. And because of you, now we are here. You know, before I came the Church of Christ. I never knew about the Church of Christ. I never knew about the Apostle Smith Brickhouse. I never knew about the Apostle Brian McIndoe. So because of that, I was a member in one of these churches. So in the year 1988, I went to a seminary in Nairobi so that I can be able to study to be a minister, because that's what I knew. So I went there. I took 4 years to learn theology. So while I was there, you know, we read many books, very many books. The Quran, the Hinduism books, there were books called the Shinto's book, together with the Book of Mormon. So all those books were put into the library so that we can revere, and sometimes the teachers could be able to use them to criticize. So our seminary where I was starting, they did not believe that the Book of Mormon was a spiritual book, was a godly book. But one time I felt that I need to read by myself so that I can be able to see if I can be able to understand. I read, it was a very good book with a good stories, you know, because they were saying it was not a godly book, so I imagined that it was having a good stories. So I read without knowing what I was reading. And I remember one time when we were gathering together with the others, I told those brothers and sisters whom we were with that I like this book. Jokingly, I told them, one time, one day, 1 year, 1 month, I will believe this book. It was a joke. I thought that it was a joke. So after finishing from there, I came home, because I was a member in the Liberty Baptist Church. We continued in the Liberty Baptist Church until the year 1999, when we met with one of our sisters who was a contact to our apostles. He told me that we will be having our missionaries from America, and because of that, I would like you to come so that you can be able to meet them. They will be coming in May, but we need to come as a group to study, so that as we will be starting, we might be able to wait for them. So when I went there, she was able to introduce me to this book, the Book of Mormon, which I read in the seminary for many years back. So I said, I read this book, and the missionaries who are coming believe in this book, the Book of Mormon. She told me yes. So I knew that now I would like to know more about the Book of Mormon. So we continued until the month of May, when the apostles Smith Brickhouse and Apostle Brian McIndoe, when they came, and we were able to meet for almost 1 week. They were teaching us about the Book of Mormon. I remember we had very hard questions, asking them so that we can be able to know exactly what it means by the Book of Mormon. So I thank God when they tried to explain, my heart was happy. I was joyful to know that this is a godly book. This is a book which teaches the truth of Christ. This is a book which is a witness to the truth which is written in the Bible. So since then, I decided I was I was a pastor in the other church, but I told the apostles that I've decided now I want to be a member in this church. You know, before that we never knew about the callings and other things. So in that month, we were able to be baptized with about 13 people, where Michael was one of the members who were baptized at the first. And since then, had been in the Church of Christ and had been blessed so much because of the gospel. And as our brother, who is your pastor, said, I could have not known Canada if it were not the Church of Christ. I could have not come here. I could have never knew about the brother here, Truchen. Most people whom I know here, I could have not even know Mike. I could have not even know my brother there, my sister Betsy, my mom, whom I call Mama Africa, Sister Becky, our brother Jay. So it is by the grace of God that we are here. It is by the goodness of God that we have been friends. You know, I was happy to see some of the brothers whom I've known who have been to Africa, and they have stayed for a long time. Our sister here, a very good cook. I remember her. I'm very happy to see our brother, Chris Moran. And I will be knowing most of you. So, what am I saying? You know, it was a short testimony that I wanted. I have a long testimony. But because of the time, I would like to take time so that I can be able to speak some words to you this evening. You know, you sang a song, number 305, and I was very much touched with that song. That a Savior like a shepherd lead us. Much we need thy tender care, you know, in the pleasant pastures fit us for our use, thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast put us, time we are. You know, Jesus has put us, you know. I was very much touched with that song. I'm not a singer. My wife does. You know, every time when I'm going to preach, my wife knows that I will need her to sing first before I preach. And the other thing that I learned from there, that we are His, we are God's. He has befriended us. So He is our guide, He is our guardian. And it's our way. Keep thy flock. We are the flock of Jesus Christ. I like those words. From sin, defend us. Seek us when we go astray. You know, if I was in Kenya, I could have said, praise God, but I don't know whether you say that. When we want to go astray, we pray so that God may be able to bring us back. You know, Kenya, from Africa to here, it's a long, long trip. But we thank God that He stretched His hand upon us, and we had a very nice and safe trip with the Apostle Brian McAdoo. So please, may you turn with me the book of the Bible, and also may you please prepare the Book of Mormon with you, so that we can see the words of the Lord. May we turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Please, if maybe you will not be able to understand me, I have the interpreter, who is the Apostle Brian McAdoo, will be able to do it. So if you don't listen, you don't hear, please try to ask the Apostle Brian. May we turn to the book of Matthew chapter 24. And I'm going to read from verses 1 to verse 13. Matthew chapter 24. And these are the words of Jesus Christ. And may we please start from verse 2. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And I see sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming, of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against the nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of men shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. What am I talking this evening? You know, when Jesus Christ was here on earth, when he was with his disciples, he tried to teach them and tell them how the end time will be. He talked much of the things here. But what I'm talking about today is in verse 13. It says, But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. You know, when I was reading this scripture here, I found that when Jesus was talking about the endurance of the saints, the endurance of Christians, it meant that there will be difficulties, there will be hardships, and many more problems on earth. And therefore, he was reminding them that even though they have known him, even though they have worked with him, even though he has been teaching them, there is a lot of difficulties, hardships, problems which will be able to face them. Therefore, he tried to teach them how they can be able to endure. You know, when we talk of this word endure, we mean enduring. That does not mean that you are walking in a safe place. That does not mean that you are living in a good place. It means that you are passing through a lot of challenges in life. I know many of our brothers and sisters have passed through a lot of challenges. You know, when the Church of Christ came to Africa, people did not accept it immediately. People did not say that this is the Church of Christ. Instead, they went against it. They brought a lot of false things, a lot of accusations. But what does Scripture says? It says that for those who will be able to endure unto the end, the Bible says, the Scripture says, that they will be saved. Therefore, salvation is a process. Salvation is not something that maybe you will receive today and say, now I'm saved, and you will sit and now wait. It is something that we need. It is something that we need to nurture. You know, Jesus said, for those ones who will be able to endure into the end, the same shall be saved. The same shall be saved. You know, when I read this scripture, it reminds me many things. At first, when we started the church, we were very many people. A lot of people came. But when the persecutions, when the problems arises, you know, many of those people who are fearful, they ran away. But what does the scripture tells us? For those who will endure. The word endure, the word endurance, for those who will be able to persevere. Sometimes I ask myself, if maybe I could not be able to endure all those persecutions, all those problems, how could I be able to come here? You know, even standing here, to me, it is a miracle, Brother Mike. It is a miracle, Brother Truchin. You know, we need to learn this thing, that enduring is needed so much. And therefore, I would like to talk about two things. What will be the source of our strength so that we can be able to endure? You know, Jesus said that they will deliver you and the other people. There will be false prophets and many, many things. But now, which is the source of our strength so that we can be able to endure? You know, I was reading the book of Ether. Can we turn to the book of Mormon in the book of Ether, chapter 5? Ether, chapter 5. The book of Mormon, verses 27 and 28. Ether, chapter 5, verses 27 and after 28. And when I had said this, the Lord spake unto me, saying, fools mock, but they shall mourn. And my grace is sufficient for the meek, that they shall take no advantage of your weakness. And if men come unto me, I will show unto them their weaknesses. I give unto men weakness, that they may be humble. And my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto him. You know, we as human beings, we don't have the power which can sustain us so that we can endure all these difficulties that we are facing here on earth. But the scripture tells us that if men will be able to come, you know, we each and everyone has been given the weaknesses. We have weaknesses. And now all those weaknesses that the Lord has given to us as a great important work in our lives. That if we can be able to go to Jesus Christ with all that weaknesses that we have, the scripture tells us that he will make those weak things. You know, there are those who think that when they have come to Jesus Christ, there will be no problem. Let me tell you, that is what the world is teaching these people. But what do we teach as the Church of Christ? We teach the people that once we come, once we receive, once we accept the word of God is when we start now. It's now we start a war with the devil. But because the devil will not like you to be here. The devil is not happy that you are here today. But if we can be able to go to Jesus Christ with our weaknesses, the way that we are, the scripture tells us, the book of Hebrews tells us, the words of Jesus Christ tells us that God will make those weak things to be strong in ourselves. So the source of our the source of our strength, which can sustain, which can help us to stand, is in Jesus Christ. If we love Jesus Christ, you know, the scriptures in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7, I would like us to read there and then come back to where we are now. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verses 4 to 7, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I will read verse 4 to verse 7. It says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity volunteereth not itself. It is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seek not our own, is not easily provoked, thinketh not evil. Verse 6, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hoped all things, and dwelleth all things. I love these scriptures. You know, when we have that love of Christ in us, the scripture tells us that the love of Christ in us will help us so that we can believe all the things that God would like us to believe. We like us to hope for the things which Christ has put before us, will help us to endure all things. So, what does the scripture says here now? It says that if we can be able to go to Jesus Christ and have His love, you know, the love of Christ will help us. So the source of the strength which can be able to help us is in Jesus Christ through the love, maybe that He will be able to put in us, which can help us to stand during the time of trouble. I'd like to tell you a story. Several times when I'm preaching in my local, I like giving stories, but true stories. One time, we were going to our neighboring country called Tanzania. And when we arrived there, you know, I'm a foreigner to Tanzania. So there was a brother called Elvis, who passed away. And they told us that we will be going to different locals in Tanzania. So I believed that Elvis knew where we were going. So when we started, Brian was the driver, and Brother Smith. You know, we reached a place where Elvis told us, "Do you see those houses?" We said yes. Do you see those buildings there? Yes. That's where we are going. So he told Brian, now, let us go. The Apostle Smith asked the question, where are we going to pass? Where is the road? Where are we going to pass? You know, do you know what Elva said? This is the road. What am I talking about? You know, when you are here in Canada, don't think that in Africa it is the same. In Africa, there is no road. In Africa, what you see is a home. But a place where you will be able to pass and reach that home, there is no road. So we told Brian, try your best. Brian said, where? We told him, drive. So we drove, place where we are supposed to take about 10 minutes. We took 3 hours. 3 hours driving there. So, do you know what I did? I asked Brian, Apostle Brian, Apostle Smith, will you be able to come back to Africa again? Are you willing to come back again? They said, yes, why not? You know, to me, I was so offended. But I came to realize that when somebody has the love of Christ in him, then if there is no road, then if there is a lot of problems, then if there is a lot of difficulties, It will be strong. You know, I said in Jesus Christ is where we can receive our strength, and that strength can help us. And the love that we have to the love that we have with Jesus Christ will be able to help us. Even when the things are not according to our own will, we say, because of Jesus Christ, we will do. And for sure, He does. Because of the love that we have. Because of the love that you have to us. That's why you leave your beautiful country. You leave your beautiful houses. Wonderful country. And then you come to Africa. It is not your own strength. And that's why we have come here to tell you that when you see this man, this old man, carrying big, big bags, coming to Kenya, they are not coming to go to Masai Mara. They are coming to do the job. You know, Brian arrives today, the following day I tell him, tomorrow you will be in charge. I don't care. You know, tomorrow you will be in charge. I think Brother Truche knows what I'm saying about. The brothers here, Brother Rick, can be able to be my witness what I'm talking. And because of the love of Christ that we have received, they don't say no. They say, okay, we'll do it. So what am I saying? Love is the source of strength. The love that we have received in Christ is the source of strength which will help us so that we can be able to endure all of the problems that we are facing on the earth. And again, I would like us to turn the book of Moroni chapter 10. Book of Moroni chapter 10. The Book of Mormon. It's a wonderful scripture. Verses 10. Chapter 10, please. Moroni chapter 10 and verses 15 and 16. Moroni chapter 10, verses 15 and 16. Wherefore there must be faith. And if there must be faith, there must also be hope. And if there must be hope, there must also be charity. And except ye have charity, ye can in no wise be saved in the kingdom of God. Neither can ye be saved in the kingdom of God if ye have not faith. Neither can ye if ye have no hope. And if ye have no hope, ye must needs be in despair. And despair cometh because of iniquity. You know, we hope that the work which is being done here is the work of God. We believe that the work which is being done in Africa, we believe that it is God's work, and we hope that it will continue. Sometimes because of the iniquity of the people, we get despaired. But we cannot be able to despair because we have received the love of Christ. And because of that love of Christ, we are very strong. We can be able to continue. We can be able to continue preaching the gospel. I've seen young men in Africa, I don't know about here, good people who are very strong, who maybe God could have used this in this ministry. When they come to church, when you tell them that God needs to use you, he says, no, I don't want to be used by God. I want to do my own things. Let me tell you, there is nothing that you can do without Christ. When hardships, problems will come, without Christ, you will not be able to stand. But when you are with Christ, you are not alone. When you are working for Christ, you are not alone. You know, I love saying that when I'm in Africa. And I'm happy to say it here. That when you are in Christ, you are not alone. And you are not the one who is going to fight. You know, the fight is for Christ. You are not the one who is going to defend yourself. Christ will be able to defend for you. You know, people have left the church in Africa. And when we try to ask them, why are you leaving the church? They say, you know, I have a lot to do. Which one do you have to do? Apart from the work of God, apart from the work that the Lord has given to us. And therefore, we have to have that faith that the work that we are doing is God's. We have to have that hope that if we continue in the faith, one time when Christ comes, he will be able to take us to heaven. And also when Paul was talking, when Paul wrote to the Colossians, the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 and 14, I would like us to turn there. The book of Colossians chapter 3. And I would like to read verses 12 and 14. Colossians chapter 12 to verse 14. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. I would like to read. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, powers of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, also, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the pound of perfectness. You know, Jesus said through the Apostle Paul that we need to put on as the elect of God, those who have been chosen by God, the saints of God, you know, who God has counted as holy and beloved, the mercies, kindness, humbleness, meekness and long-suffering, so that we can be able to forbear one another's burden. And not only forbearing one another's burden, but we need to forgive one another. And if there is any who has something against his brother, you know, we were talking that we need to have the source where we can get our strength so that we can stand when the troubles comes. We need to forgive one another. We need to bear one another's burden. We need to have mercy to the other people. And not only that, there is a scripture here which is very nice. And above all these things, put on love. The love of Christ. And the love of Christ is the bond. It's a bond which will bind us together. You know, for instance, if you know that there is a brother in Africa, and maybe Brother Smith and Brother Brian is not coming there, if you have the love of Christ in you because of me, you come. You know, if I had the ability of taking you to Africa, I could have taken you, all of you, to go and experience what I'm saying. The bond of perfectness, the bond which will be able to bind us together, it is the love which we receive from Christ. And that love, I want to thank God because of the brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Church of Christ, because I've seen that love in him. Even since we came to Brother Mike's house, we have felt that we are in our own house, because he feeds us, gives us his room, everything we are receiving from his house because of the love that he has because of Christ. And that love of Christ will be able to bind us together so that we can be able to stand, so that we can be able to pray for one another, so that we can be able to be strong to work for Christ, and so that we can be able to give ourselves. to give ourselves. You know, I want to tell you an example. Say, brother in Kenya, that brother is related to me. So one time, he became seriously healed. Very, very healed. And another brother and I, we decided that we should go and see that man, pray for him, and even preach to him. So when we reached there, you know, we told him that my brother or my cousin or my aunt or my father, we have come here so that we can be able to pray for you. So he said, yes, you can pray. And also we told him, before we pray, we need to tell you about the word of God. You know, do you know what he said? He said, you know, you cannot pray for me. You cannot preach to me. Your father has to preach to me. You know, my father is not alive. So I told him, where are we going to get my father so that he may be able to come and preach to you? You know, we have the impossibilities and the possibilities. We have things that can be, which we can do, and the things that we cannot do. So this is the right time that we need to perform all the things that the Lord wants us to do. If he has told you to go and preach, this is the right time. If you have that love of Christ in you, you have to go. Despite all of these challenges that we said, which is Jesus warned us that you will be able to face a lot of challenges, but he gave us a hope. And that hope was that whosoever will endure at the end will be saved. So that is the hope that we have. The brother, instead of receiving and accepting to be prayed for, you know, he died without knowing Christ Jesus. He died without being prayed for because he despised us. You know, what does the Lord telling you this evening? You know, every time that we are in the church, we need to ask a question. Lord, what do you want me to do? Is it giving? Give. Is it coming to Africa? Come. Is it preaching? Preach. You know, I've learned a lot from these two apostles and the brothers who have ever to Africa. You know, to receive all. When you tell somebody that I'm going to feed you, I'm going to cook for you. So if you come to my home and I told you that I'm going to cook for you, don't expect me to cook for you for 5 minutes. I will take 3 hours. You waiting on the table. I'm in the kitchen preparing food for you. You know, there are some many things that we have learned from our apostles, which has been a benefit to our lives. You know, I wondered, you know, I told you that I'm a man who likes to tell stories. I wondered when we passed through one of the restaurants around here, and Brother Mike and his wife, Mama of Africa, told us that we will order food, and within 5 minutes we will get it. We said, no, it will not happen here on earth. Do you know what? We went there. Mike talked with something. We need this and this kind of food. So we are passing there. We want it just now. In Africa, no. What am I saying? Endurance, perseverance is needed in our lives. Because if maybe you will not persevere, you will not endure, maybe Africa will not be a place for you to be. So we need to practice that endurance even now, even before we come to Africa. I would like to read in the book of Alma, chapter 19, a scripture from God's word. Alma chapter 19, and I will read verses 108 and verses 109. Alma, chapter 19. Verses 108 to 109. Alma, chapter 19. Please. It says, and thus God bringeth about his great and eternal purposes, which were prepared from the foundation of the world, and thus cometh about the salvation and the redemption of men, and also their destruction and misery. Therefore, O my son, soever will come, may come and partake of the waters of life freely. You know, God prepared everything that we are seeing here. If it means that it is a sickness, God knows that there will be a sickness. If it is a trouble that you are going through, God knows that you will be going through that hardship and problem. So what the scripture says is that we need to endure and come to him. And the scripture tells us that when we come to him freely, he will give us. We will not pay for it. We will not pay for the healing from God. Sometimes worldly people want to buy things, but when you tell him that I brought you a free gospel, they say, no, I don't want a gospel. But the scripture in the Book of Mormon says, soever will come, may come and partake the word of God, which brings life freely into your life. So it is time that we need to come to God. It is the time that we need to seek God. It is the time that we are looking forward so that we can be able to have our God in our side, so that he can be able to defend us, to help us. Back at home, I have a young boy, my youngest son, the age of this son here. So, one time, I went to lose my cow. I don't know whether I'm using the right word. I went to lose my cow, which was tied somewhere. And that boy is very small. And do you know what? He looked back and he saw me there. He took a stick and I thought he's using it for another thing. I found that boy running towards a cow to beat that cow. So I was surprised. And that cow is very bad. So when he approached that cow, you know, the cow tried to run after him. So what he did, my young boy, he ran to me, because my young boy knows that there is nothing on earth which I cannot be able to defeat. Even if it means a very big cow, I'm able to defend him. It is like us. When we are with God, our God is our Father. When we are in the sight of God, everything is possible. And God will be able to do it for us. There are some things which comes to our life which are so fearful. But the scripture tells us that we need to persevere. We need to endure. You know, the other thing that I would like to talk about is the importance of enduring. There must be an importance of enduring to the end. The book of Matthew chapter 10 verse 22. What is the importance of enduring unto the end, or persevering unto the end? Matthew chapter 10 verse 22. Like us to read. What does the scripture say? Matthew chapter 10, the verses 22. It says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. The scripture tells us that endurance, the importance of enduring, it brings the salvation of God to us. It brings salvation. You know, it will bring salvation. The scripture says, shall. If we endure at the end, the scripture says that we will be our endurance will bring salvation to us. And also in the book of Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 to 12, like us also to read Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 to verse 12. What does the scripture say? Revelation chapter 12. I would like to read verse 10 to verse 12. It says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in heaven. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time." You know, when John was writing in the book of Revelation, he received the revelation from God. He received the revelation from Christ Jesus. And that revelation was that he heard a voice saying, now the salvation has come to the children of God, to those who have believed, those who hoped in Christ Jesus. And that salvation, you know, when we talk of salvation, we don't talk like the other people in the world says. You know, one time, one of our brothers, one of our pastor in another church, I heard him saying, you know, if you come to the church, you will receive salvation, and all the problems now would end. When I met that sister who was being taught that, I told her, no, that is not true. It is now a journey that you have started. When you have heard the word of God and you have received it, it is a journey. And that journey, you have to continue. And now the scripture says that the Christians, who is you and me, will be able to overcome the devil through the blood of Christ Jesus and the testimony. And therefore, we will not love this life. We will not love this life until we die. And when we die, being in Christ Jesus, we hope, we believe that one time when Christ comes, he will raise you up from the death, and you will be able to stand before Christ so that you can be able to be judged according to the work that you did when you were alive. So the importance of having enduring unto the end, it brings the power to overcome. The power to overcome. Day by day, as you receive the problem, day by day, as you receive the challenges, you continue becoming strong. And when hard things comes, you will be able to stand. And the other thing in the book of Second Nephi chapter 6, verse 41. Second Nephi chapter 6, verse 41. servant of God, when he was writing these things, he said, "Oh, the greatness and the justice of our God, for he executed all his words, and they have gone forth out of his mouth, and his law must be fulfilled. But behold, the righteous, the saints of the Holy One of Israel, they which have believed in the Holy One of Israel, they which have endured the crosses of the world, and despised the shame of it, they shall inherit the kingdom of God, which was prepared for them from the foundation of the world, and their joy shall be full." You know, there are like three things that I learned from here. The righteous, the saints of God, the saints of the saints of the Holy One of Israel, they which have believed, they which have endured into the crosses of the world, and despised the shame of it, they shall inherit the kingdom of God. You know, when I was reading these scriptures, you know, I read and I was questioning myself. Those who have endured the crosses of this world. Which are the crosses of this world? We have many crosses of this world. Even when you are missing food in your home, that is a cross. Even when your neighbors are hating you, that is a cross. Even when you want to do something and you cannot be able to do it, that's a cross. But the saints of the one who is Holy One of Israel, the scripture says that they will endure all those hard things that men cannot be able to do by themselves. You know, in my profile, in WhatsApp, I wrote and said, there are some things that God can do that man cannot be able to do. There is a door that God can open which man cannot be able to open. You know, there is something so big that God can be able to do that you and myself cannot be able to do. You know, there are some things that God has done to our lives that we as men, we could not be able to do. Even if I was able to raise the money so that I can be able to come to Canada, let me tell you, I could have not raised it for even 20 years. But God has done. Let me tell you, I could have not come to Canada without the power of God through the gospel that we have received here. So I want to thank God that in any challenge that we receive, in any challenge that we face in life, we have to endure. Because that is a cross before you. Now the scripture says, the Holy One of Israel, the saints, the righteous of God, they have to endure. And those things Christ told us so that we can be aware. The first time we flew to Congo, we went with our Apostle Smith. And they told us, you know, when the plane is taking off and when it is going to land, you have to be very careful. And we said, no. Why? So, but I want to tell you, it was a very challenging experience to us because that was our first time. Because we never knew how it was. So there are very many things that you don't know. But let me tell you, I want to give you a hope that God is there. God will do for you. God is going to defend you. God is going to stand for you. God is going to help us if we will not be able to despair. You know, a spirit of despair sometimes makes people not to succeed in life. Even myself, sometimes I despair. But that spirit of despair will not be able to help me. I need to endure. I need to persevere. all the problems which I'm facing. You need to see things as if even though they are so hard that they are very simple, and because of that you will be able to succeed in your life. And I would like to read a scripture from the book of Mosiah, chapter 2. Book of Mosiah, chapter 2, and verses 9. Mosiah, chapter 2, verses 9. I like this verse so much. The book of Mosiah, chapter 2. And I would like to read verses 9, verse 11. It says, I say unto you that if ye have come to a knowledge of the goodness of God and his matchless power and his wisdom, his patience and his long suffering towards the children of men, and also the atonement which had been prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to him that should put his trust in the Lord, and should be diligent in keeping his commandments, and continue in the faith even unto the end of his life, I mean the life of the immortal body. You know, Mosiah, the King Benjamin, when he was talking here, he said, if now we have come to the knowledge of the goodness of God that we have received, and his matchless power, we have experienced the power of God in all of the things that we have faced in life, and the wisdom and the patience and his long suffering that he has to the children of God, we have to know that we need to keep diligently the commandments of God and continue in that faith, in that experience that we have received. You know, I know most of you have experienced these things, maybe that we have experienced in Africa. One of the things that we experienced in Africa is that we believe that this is the right church of Christ, which teaches the truth which we find in the Bible and in the Book of Mormon. But the challenge was, when it came, people did not accept it. People said a lot of evil things about it. Even some people went as far as going to accuse us before the officials of the government. I remember one time when the people went to the district commissioner, we call him a district commissioner, somebody who is responsible of the county. They said, you know, these are the men who are teaching the people the false teachings. These are the people who have brought an evil gospel. So there was a letter. The letter was sent to us. And that letter which was sent to us was telling us that you need to come. You need to come and explain why you are teaching the false gospel. You are teaching heresy. So we went with our apostles here to face that district commissioner. So when we arrived there, he told us, sit down. Are you the ones who are teaching heresy? Are you the ones who are teaching the false to the people here? We said, we know. We don't know whether we are teaching something which is heresy. But to us, we believe we are teaching the truth. So he told us, now preach. Now tell me what you are preaching. So I want to thank God, because during that time, I and Michael, we did not know much about the Book of Mormon, so we told Brian and Smith, now take over. Now preach. So the brother here, the Apostle Smith, spoke to the district commissioner with a lot of power from God. The Apostle Brian spoke with a lot of power. Do you know what the district commissioner said? He said, you know, do you have a copy of that book that you are preaching from? Do you have a copy from the Book of Mormon? You know, that is the power of, you know, that is the power of God. And we have experienced that power of God. Now, why, how are we going to excuse ourselves from God? If we can be able to stand with us, even when people have accused us, what are we going to excuse ourselves from? Our God is powerful. Our God can do. Our God is wonderful. And I want to tell you, my brothers here, God has done wonders in Africa. And God maybe he has done much here in Canada, in America, in Mexico, in Tanzania, in many countries of the world. And therefore, those things proves that we are the saints of God. And because we are the saints of God, we need to stand firm without despairing, without having that spirit of despair. If you go to other churches which are teaching not the truth, you will find that even there are no chairs which people can be able to sit. But the Church of Christ, which is teaching the truth, we have very many chairs, but no people there. Why? The devil knows that he has a short time, a very short time. Therefore, he's working day and night so that he can get you. The devil is working day and night to bring all the challenges into your life. The devil is working so hard in Africa so that he may be able to remove us from the church. But we want to thank God that is powerful and he can be able to fight for us. Therefore, brothers and sisters, I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for listening to me. I hope that God will be able to help us during this time that we will be here in Canada. And it has been a blessing to me. And I hope you will continue praying for me and even pray for us so that the work in Africa may be able to continue. And may God bless you.